It's called Great Uncle Harry. It's the story of his great uncle Harry, who emigrated to New Zealand before the outbreak of the First World War. When the war broke out, he was working as a farmhand in New Zealand. All the young men signed up, many of them enlisted to New Zealand regiments, and Great Uncle Harry found himself fighting very soon at Gallipoli. Then he was transferred, and he was transferred to the Somme, and he was killed at the Somme. And in the book, as I read it, the thing that amazed me was, you know that story that gets told at Christmas time about no man's land, where British and German troops were facing off against each other in trenches? And on Christmas Day, the story is, they came out of their trenches, and they sang carols together, they exchanged cigarettes and chocolate, and they played a bit of football. And then they went back into their trenches and started shooting at each other again. The thing that amazed me when I read this book, Great Uncle Harry, was that that was not a one-off. It actually happened quite often. When there were lulls in the fighting, a signal was given, and stretcher bearers were allowed into no man's land. And men ran across with stretchers to lift the dead, to bury the dead, and also to lift anybody who was wounded to bring them back to their own side for treatment. When I was thinking about that, I was thinking no man's land was an eerie place to have been. To go out into that place and to find yourself between one side and another, it must have been a frightening place, and yet many men did go into it in order to rescue their colleagues who had been injured in the fighting. Tonight in Luke chapter 2, the next section from where David read, we are brought by Luke into an interface. It's an interface between heaven and earth because we are told that there were shepherds in that region, in the region of Bethlehem, out in the field keeping watch over their flocks by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with fear. You and I, when we think of angels, are used to thinking of angels as kind of cute and cuddly. We hang them, for example, on our Christmas trees. We treat them as if they are kind of pets almost. But in the Bible, whenever real angels appear, the real angels that do appear strike fear into those who meet them. Real angels here, as they appear to these shepherds, are messengers from God. These are shining angels. These are angels that have a message from God, holy angels, communicating between heaven and earth. They're at an interface, and we're at an interface this evening. As we consider this portion of God's word, the record of these angels meeting with these shepherds on the hill in Bethlehem. Let me say a few things about these shepherds just before we consider the message that is given to them. Shepherds in Bible times were not very respectable people. Shepherds in Bible times were a kind of an underclass. If you go back to the book of Genesis, for example, whenever Joseph is saying to his brothers, I'm going to introduce you to Pharaoh, he says to his brothers, the one thing you're not to say to Pharaoh is that you're shepherds. Call yourselves livestock men. Don't say you're shepherds, because shepherds were despised. They were looked down upon in that particular culture. Shepherds would rarely, if ever, by nature of their jobs, have been at a place of worship. And shepherds were also, because they were always on the move, they were always regarded a bit suspiciously as people who might swindle you very quickly or steal from you very quickly, and then they'd be away and they'd be hard to catch. So shepherds were people that were out on the hillside with their flocks at night. It's very atmospheric, yes. But these men were men that society largely rejected. They were regarded as an underclass, if not even something as outcasts. And yet here, when God sends this angel, and the choir soon join him of angels, with the news of the birth of God's Son into the world, it's to shepherds. If you and I were writing this story, we wouldn't write this story like this. This morning we heard about the rich and the famous, the wise men, coming into the area to meet with Jesus Christ. But here at the other end of the scale are these shepherds, this underclass, coming to meet with Jesus Christ. Because God is the God of the high and the mighty, and God is the God of the low and the despised. He saves people from all people groups. None are rejected. None of us can say this evening, oh, I'm only a this or I'm only a that. God wouldn't be interested in me. You're wrong. Here are these shepherds, and the angel of the Lord has come to them with this message. And notice the first thing that the angel says to them, and it's simply this, fear not. They were terrified. They were terrified because in the presence of God, they knew they weren't right with God. In the presence of God, they knew they were far from God. They knew they were sinners, all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. And here is the glory of God shining around them. And as they look at the glory of God and they experience the glory of God, it's like, go away, Lord. Depart from me, as Peter said in the New Testament, for I am a sinful man. And these shepherds are full of fear. And yet the angel says to them, fear not. And that's the good thing about the good news of Jesus coming. It's a message of fear not. Don't be afraid. For behold, I am bringing you good news of a great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior who is Christ the Lord. I wonder what you would say is the greatest need of our human race. Somebody's put it like this. If our greatest need had been for information, God would have sent us an educator. If our greatest need had been for technology, God would have sent us a scientist. If our greatest need had been for money, God would have sent us an economist. But our greatest need was for forgiveness, so God sent us a Savior. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. Why the town of David? Because in the Old Testament, the greatest king of all the kings was born in Bethlehem. He was a native of Bethlehem. And the promise of the Old Testament was, in 2 Samuel 7, that a greater David would come one day. A David who would lead the nation in a way that no king had ever led the nation. And his kingdom would have no end. It would be an eternal kingdom. And when the angel said to the shepherds, today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you, the angel were saying, great David's greater son has come. A Savior has been born to you. And this is the good news, Christ the Lord. And friends, as we consider this evening, this is the heart of our message. The heart of our Christian message, the heart of the Christian gospel. People are looking for truth in the day and the age in which we are living. We all know we are living in days of spin and propaganda and fake news and AI technology that is often just made up. And we hardly know sometimes what to believe. But here, as the angel of the Lord makes this announcement to these shepherds, the angel of the Lord is bringing to them the truth that in the city of David, a Savior has been born, and he is Christ the Lord. And as that message is delivered, we are told that suddenly with the angel was a multitude of the heavenly angels praising God and singing, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom God is pleased. And it seems to me that as the Son of God is born into the world, in this Bethlehem stable that we sang about earlier in our hymns, it's like all the angels come out to see it. Not just one angel. The archangel made the announcement, but then joining with him were all the angels. Because God had taken to himself human flesh in Christ the Lord. And all the angels came out to sing about it. and to praise God for it. And friends, I want you this evening at this service, that maybe you'll never be at a service like this again. I want you to leave this evening remembering the fact that this time of year, the Christian church remembers the incarnation, the taking on flesh of God the Son and being born in Bethlehem of Mary. That's the truth at the center of our faith. And as the angels sing about this grace of God, because God has come in Jesus to offer us peace, guilty sinners like me and you, he has come to offer us peace, forgiveness. He says to the shepherds, you will, in the city of David, find a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger. Now, it wasn't unusual to wrap a baby in swaddling clothes. That's what they did in Bible times. But when the shepherds heard, you will find a baby lying in a manger, they must have thought, what? Who puts a baby in a manger? But that was the sign. And we are told when the angels went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, let us go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us. There was no star. As we heard about this morning, the wise men followed a star. There was no star for these shepherds. There was a stable. And they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger. And when they saw it, they made known the saying that had been told them concerning this child. And all who heard it wondered at what the shepherds had told them. They saw Christ the Lord. Could I ask tonight, have you seen by faith Christ the Lord? Have you understood that this is the glory of God come down to earth to live a perfect life amongst us, to die on a cross for our sins, to rise for our justification, that we could be right with God and live a life of love. Love for God and love for our fellow human beings. And then one day go to be with Christ forever. C.S. Lewis famously said he didn't believe in the sun because he could see the sun, but he believed in the sun because by everything else, because by the sun he could see everything else. And Jesus Christ is the Son of God. When you get Jesus Christ, then everything else falls into place. Life clicks. And yes, there will be struggles. Yes, there will be suffering. Yes, there will be persecution and challenge. But life suddenly makes sense. And that's why these shepherds, when they saw Jesus, they went away talking about him across the country. We have seen the Christ. We have seen the Messiah. We have seen the Lord. People get excited about all sorts of things, don't they? Football matches, and Wednesday morning is going to be very exciting in some houses. But the greatest excitement of all is to be able to say, I have seen the Lord. I have seen Jesus Christ. I wonder tonight, can you say that? Because through him, when we see him, everything else works. Everything else falls into place, even though there will still be challenges. These shepherds tonight are our example. And if they were here, they'd be saying, get to Jesus Christ. Make your way there. Repent of your sins and believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will find the glory of God. Let's stand and sing our concluding carol this evening, which is O Holy Night. And that was a holy night when that announcement was made. So let's sing about it with our